KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports from the weekend in high school cross country state championship action on Saturday up in Fort Dodge. In Class 3A boys, Gilbert won the team title with Dallas Center Grimes the runner-up. Individually, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic running in that meet, and he ran 67th on Saturday, his time 17 minutes, 22.7 seconds. Peterson, a junior for Atlantic, finishing 67th overall. Class 3A in girls action, it was Dubuque Wallert winning the team title with Pella second. Also, Denison was 13th and Glenwood 14th in the team competition on Saturday. Individually, locally, it was Reagan Anderson of Denison placing 12th overall. Taylor McCready of Atlantic ran 20th. The freshman running 19 minutes, 32.8 seconds for Atlantic. Good for a 20th finish overall. Also, Creston's Braylon Baker placed 29th on Saturday. Brielle Baker of Creston was 44th. Kate Kaufman of Glenwood led her team at 63rd place. And Brecken Van Bale of Harlan was 66th overall in that meet on Saturday. In Class 2A boys, it was George Little Rock who winning the team championship, Mid Prairie finishing as the runner-up. Individually, locally, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa was 22nd, while Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley placed 23rd overall in Saturday's meet. Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley ended up 45th overall in that 2A boys meet. In 2A girls, Mid Prairie wins the title with Monticello, the runner-up, Shenandoah placing 13th overall. Individually, Underwood's Carly Larson placed 7th in that meet on Saturday. Also, Brianna Godfried of Shenandoah ran 54th, Alexa McCunn of Red Oak 59th, and Adriana Holmes of Shenandoah 64th in helping their teams on Saturday. Also, Class 1A. In boys action, Nottoway Valley wins the state title as they win it with 56 total points. That was better than Bellevue's 82. They finished second. ACGC ended up 8th overall with Tri-Center 11th and St. Albert in 15th place. Individually, Nottoway Valley's Bryson Wallace placing 3rd overall with Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer right behind him in 4th place. Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley was 11th. Noah Nelson of ACGC placing 12th. Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was 17th. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley was 18th. Tyler Breheny of Nottoway Valley was 19th. Josh Karstens of Panorama placed 21st on Saturday. Audubon's Cade Jensen ran 42nd overall with Evan Wilson of Exira EHK placing 45th. Also, Ben Breheny of Nottoway Valley was 59th, and Dalton Fisher of AHSTW ended up 60th overall in that Saturday meet. Also in girls action, it was Hudson winning the team title with 104 points. Panorama was the runner-up with Logan Magnolia fourth. AHSTW finished with 258 points for a 13th place overall finish. A lot of runners in the top half of that draw on Saturday. Emma Lucas of Bedford placing second overall. ACGC's Kate Crawford was third. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center placing fourth overall. Ella Waddle of Panorama was sixth. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia seventh. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was eighth. Also, Alexis Post of Riverside placing 14th. Heidi Hall of AHSTW was 15th. ACGC's Emma Swanson, 23rd. Gracie Springman of St. Albert ran 28th. Devin Kemble of Panorama was 31st. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW, 35th. Also, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was 39th. Lauren Embleton of ACGC, 41st. And Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, 42nd. Some of the top runners locally in that meet on Saturday. Also over the weekend, Atlantic qualified 8 of their girls swimmers and teams for the state swimming and diving championships. In the qualifying action on Saturday, Atlantic's 200-yard medley relay team placed 6th overall. Also for Atlantic, Cambry Miller qualified in the 200-yard freestyle, placing with the 20th best effort. Also in the women's 200-yard intermediate, Jessica Hartwig was 24th overall to qualify. Catherine Landhus of Atlantic qualified 24th best in the 50-yard freestyle. Also in the 100-yard freestyle, Cambry Miller of Atlantic had the 13th best qualifying time. Atlantic's 200-yard freestyle relay team had the 5th fastest qualifying time. Also, Jessica Hartwig had the 4th fastest qualified time in the 100-yard breaststroke. And Atlantic's 400-yard freestyle relay team had the 9th best qualifying effort in action over the weekend. as they get ready for the state swimming and diving championships. Now to football, the SEC boasts the top two teams in the AP College football poll after Georgia climbed a spot to number two. Top-ranked Alabama picked up 59 of 61 first-place votes, but the Bulldogs received two first-place selections after the Crimson Tide had been the unanimous number one selection the previous 2 weeks. The Tide are the only top 10 team to retain the same position that it held last week. Ohio State climbed to third, followed by Wisconsin. Notre Dame, Clemson, Penn State, Oklahoma, Miami, and TCU finish off the top 10. The Nittany Lions dropped five spots with Saturday's loss to the Buckeyes, while the Horned Frogs sank five notches after their loss to Iowa State. The Cyclones jumped 11 spots this week. They went from 25th up to 14th in this week's AP College Football poll. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Florida is parting ways with football coach Jim McElwain after three consecutive losses. That person said the two sides are negotiating McElwain's $12.5 million buyout less than a week after he said his players and their families had received death threats. McElwain went 22-12 with the Gators, including 4-9 against ranked teams. In NFL action yesterday, Minnesota beat Cleveland 33-16, Atlanta over to the New York Jets 25-20, Cincinnati beat Indianapolis 24-23, Carolina over Tampa Bay 17-3, Buffalo beat Oakland 34-14. It was New England over the LA Chargers 21-13, New Orleans topping Chicago 20-12, Philadelphia 33-10 over San Francisco, Seattle beat Houston 41-38, it was Dallas topping Washington 33-19, and Pittsburgh over Detroit 20-15. The Chiefs are facing a fourth primetime game in 5 weeks as they play Denver tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. It's also the fifth of six primetime games for Kansas City this season. That's been great for visibility, but lousy for coaches and players who enjoy a week-to-week routine. We'll have that game for you live tonight. Chiefs and the Broncos in the AFC West showdown, 6 o'clock pregame, 7:25 is kickoff. It was kind of like a slow-pitch softball game last night. Game 5 of the World Series, 5 home runs just weren't enough for the Houston Astros to take a 3-2 lead in the World Series, but an RBI single did the trick. Alex Bregman's 2-out single in the bottom of the 10th inning scored pinch runner Derek Fisher as the Astros outlasted the Dodgers 13-12. Losing pitcher Kenley Jansen was 1 out from retiring the Astros in the 10th until he hit Brian McCann with a wild pitch and walked George Springer. Bregman then put the finishing touches on a wild game in which the two teams combined for 7 home runs, bringing their total to a World Series record 22. The Astros and Dodgers also combined to blow 3 leads of 3 runs or more. Jose Altuve and Yuli Gurriel each hit game-tying 3-run homers before George Springer and Carlos Correa connected in a 4-run 7th inning that put the Astros up 11-8. A Brian McCann home run allowed Houston to carry a 12-9 lead into the 9th, but Yasiel Puig launched a 2-run shot and Chris Taylor added a 2-out, 2-strike RBI single to force extra innings. That game was billed as a pitcher's duel. Yeah, right. But neither Dallas Keuchel nor Clayton Kershaw lasted 5 innings. Keuchel was pulled in the 4th, trailing 4-0 after yielding 3 runs and 5 hits. Kershaw was tagged for 6 runs over 4 2/3 innings. Winning pitcher Joe Musgrove worked a scoreless 10th to help the Astros get within 1 victory of their first World Series title. They'll have the day off today, Game 6, Tuesday night in Los Angeles. Justin Verlander expected to start for the Astros. The Dodgers haven't yet named their starter. And the Washington Nationals have found a manager. A person with knowledge of the deal says Dave Martinez has accepted a 3-year contract plus an option to replace Dusty Baker. It's the first managerial job for Martinez, who had been working as Joe Maddon's bench coach with the Cubs after the two left the Rays together in 2014. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.